The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Black Enterprise Online Magazine and Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, A Main Character Christmas, Our Black-Focused Holiday Gift Guide Will Satisfy All the Colorful Folks You Call Family. In one room, you've got your aunt who keeps asking when you're going to bring home a husband. In another, all of the Gen Z relatives are trying to teach the millennials their favorite TikTok moves. Does this sound like a scene you'll discover when you're home for the holidays? If so, we know it can be tough finding gifts that are useful and affordable, and actually match the main character energy all your loved ones are giving. To assist you, here's our annual holiday roundup, including present ideas for every type of personality in the family culture. Black suburban mom. Okay, so you can't afford the tropical getaway she deserves, but you can help this mama feel pampered by making her me time moments more relaxing. 1. Rooted pots. 2. Ghetto gastro. Ghetto gastro presents Black Power Kitchen. 3. Blondery holiday. Blondie box. Blondery anniversary box. Dad who hates everything. No one values a gift receipt more than your hard to shop for father, but he won't be doing any exchanging this season with these unique gift ideas. 1. Duke and Dame salted caramel flavored whiskey. 2. A Few Wood Men, the Montez watch. 3. Uninterrupted adult official squad jersey. 4. Marvel Black Panther Wakanda Atlas. The next article is titled, Lest We Forget. Immortal Henrietta Lacks honored with statue in Virginia hometown. This woman is due her flowers and more. A statue of Henrietta Lacks, the Black woman whose immortal cells were used for medical procedures without her permission, will be sculpted and installed in her hometown of Virginia in her honor. According to CBS News, the bronze statue will replace a monument to Confederate General Robert E. Lee in Roanoke's Henrietta Lacks Plaza, formerly known as Lee Plaza. Attorney Ben Crump joined Lacks' family on Monday for a press conference and unveiling of the sketch of the statue, which Black artist Bryce Cobbs drafted. Today, here in Roanoke, Virginia, at Lacks Plaza, we acknowledge that she was not only significant, she was literate, and she is as irrelevant as any historic figure in the world today. When you consider issues of genetic justice, reproductive rights, and stem cell research, Crump said during the press conference. Roanoke Vice Mayor Trish White Board and the Harrison Museum of African American Culture fundraised $183,877 through the Roanoke Hidden Histories Initiative to cover costs for the statue. The funds will also be used toward an additional project that includes a documentary highlighting the town's history. This beautiful woman was born August 1, 1920, right here in Roanoke, Virginia, White Board said at Monday's press conference. And we want to honor her and to celebrate her. Gynecologist Dr. Howard Jones collected the woman's cells following her death from cervical cancer at John Hopkins Hospital in 1951. Without consent, Dr. Howard studied and used lax cells, which he observed would double every 20 to 24 hours, different from other cancer patient cells. Having reviewed our interactions with Henrietta Lacks and with the Lacks family over more than 50 years, we found that John Hopkins could have and should have done more to inform and work with members of Henrietta Lacks' family out of respect for them, their privacy, and their personal interests, John Hopkins Medicine wrote on its website. As previously reported by Black Enterprise, Lacks' family filed a lawsuit in 2021 against Thermo Fisher Scientific, the medical company that benefited from her sales. The company filed a motion to dismiss the suit, saying that the matter was decades too stale to proceed. Reportedly, the statute is scheduled to be completed in October of 2023. The next article is titled, Here's How You Can Plan 30 Days of Wellness with One Fire Light. The new year is the time for setting personal goals, and One Fire Light just added a 30-day wellness workshop to its platform. This year, make the goal to achieve flexibility, strength, and increased energy by committing to 30 days of a wellness schedule as you are guided through a daily routine. Download the plan for free. One Fire Light is designed to bring a mind-body-spirit modality to the fitness space by combining the restorative effects of yoga practice, strength building of cardio, kickboxing, healing of sound meditation, and joyfulness of dance, resulting in calming the mind, strengthening the body, and uplifting the spirit. We are asking those interested in learning life-changing skills, creating a wellness routine, and carving out daily me time each day toward better health and a calmer mind to allow our One Fire Light wellness instructors to guide and inform you as you celebrate a new you in a new year, says Catherine Leary, co-founder One Fire Light. The focus shouldn't be about challenging yourself to complete a 30-day wellness program, but should be about celebrating yourself for a month-long commitment of incorporating wellness and self-care into your everyday lifestyle. According to public health agencies, including the World Health Organization, it is suggested that adults do at least 150 minutes a week of moderate intensity or 75 minutes a week of vigorous intensity or aerobic physical activity to promote health. Recently, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services updated its physical activity guidelines in 2018 to say that any length of time could prove beneficial to overall health and well-being. The One Fire Light Wellness Platform offers hundreds of classes for all levels, available in intervals of 5, 10, 20, 45, 60-minute sequences. Classes are choreographed to the music of Bob Marley, grandson Skip Marley, and other conscious artists to help people increase performance and stamina during exercise, and are filmed in natural settings for stress reduction and restorative effects. You can follow the One Fire Light 30-day template or make it your own. Begin customizing an individualized 30-day wellness plan by selecting at least one class a day. Start out with short 10-minute classes that focus on movement, breathing, and stretching, such as 10 minutes of sound healing or crystal meditation, and work up to a 20-minute reboot after sitting all day or a 20-minute workout focused on happy hips, and 30 minutes of trampoline for an aerobic workout, or a 30-minute body weight boot camp. Have fun with a 45-minute groove dance class, or a boxing series for rebuilding strength and confidence. Or create a 7-day workout schedule consisting of 2 consecutive days of high impact followed by 2 days of low impact. Add in a day of yoga, then strength training, and finally on day 7, rest and restore with crystal meditation and sound healing. Set goals for improving your physical health and fitness, enhancing mental clarity, and changing thinking patterns and negative emotions. In addition to 30-day wellness routine, you can also try One Fire Light with a 3-day free guest pass. The next article is titled, A No-Coding App Course Helped a Doctor Get Diverse Students into Medical School. In 2006, while still a medical student, Dr. Renee Volney Darko often observed that smart, capable students who are underrepresented in medicine and non-traditional candidates were not getting into medical school at a rate on par with other students. Medical school say they have a rough time finding qualified, underrepresented in medicine candidates, URM, said Darko. Once a non-traditional medical student herself, one who did not apply right out of college, but instead had a whole career as a teacher before deciding to switch to medicine. Darko knows how difficult it is applying to medical school without strong support from your college or applying years after leaving that college. I thought to myself back then, maybe the schools don't know these students are out there. And the students don't know that these schools want them, said Darko. But her idea was quickly put on hold, as Darko did not know how to code in 2006. Cell phone apps did not exist. After she finished her own training and began to practice, about a decade later, she formed her own pre-med advising company, Pre-Med Strategies, Inc., and coached more than 100 pre-meds, many who did not fit the stereotypical applicant mold or have high-level connections in one-on-one and in-group workshops. That is, until she met Tara Reed and her Apps Without Code course in 2019. Reed's course promised that Darko would come up with a strong app idea, built it without writing any code, and make real money with her app idea. She was sold. To date, Reed has built a community of 150,000 entrepreneurs in 14 different countries. The idea of connecting students to medical schools still burned inside as she watched students take on the financial burden to get recruited, traveling around the country to conferences and exhibitor fairs just to get noticed. That cost is a burden that many pre-meds cannot afford for the amount of networking that really needs to be done for getting into medical school, especially many of those from underrepresented communities, said Darko. But if they don't do it, they may not get in. After finishing the course, Darko launched her app, Without Code, called Medic, in 2020, aiming to tear down the financial barriers for pre-meds who have the dream of serving others as doctors. Medic is an opportunity for medical schools to put their budgets where their mouth is, said Darko. Medic makes it super easy for medical schools to recruit diverse students on a consistent basis, building relationships with the very applicants that they are looking for, but maybe cannot get to them. Schools can subscribe to the app. Students can sign up and use the app at no cost. The next article is titled, Supreme Court to Hear Challenges to Biden's Student Loan Debt Plan in February. The Supreme Court will hear two challenges to President Joe Biden's plan to forgive the student loan debt of millions of borrowers across the country. The Washington Examiner reports the justices will hear the two challenges on February 28th. In the first challenge to the plan, Biden versus Nebraska, six Republican-led states, Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, and South Carolina, argue Biden's plan violates the separation of powers and the Administrative Procedure Act. The second challenge, Department of Education versus Brown, involves two plaintiffs claiming the Department of Education failed to offer public comments on the plan. Biden's student loan debt plan will forgive $10,000 in student loan debt for those making less than $125,000 annually or households with less than $250,000 in income. Additionally, Pell Grant recipients would receive an additional $10,000 in forgiveness. According to Forbes, 60% of Black college students and half of Latino and Native American students have a Pell Grant. Biden's plan has been on hold since October as it worked its way through the courts, and the Supreme Court left the plan blocked until it hears the case in February. In response, the president has again extended the pause on student loan payments through next summer. It isn't fair to ask tens of millions of borrowers eligible for relief to resume their student debt payments while the courts consider the lawsuits. For that reason, the Secretary of Education is extending the pause on student loan payments while we seek relief from the court, Biden said, according to ABC News. About 26 million of the 40 million borrowers the Biden administration says are eligible for student loan forgiveness have requested it. According to Sound Dollar, student loan debt is currently the second highest debt Americans carry, valued at $1.59 trillion. The initial pause on student loan payments occurred in March 2020 during the darkest days of the COVID-19 pandemic. CNN reports the latest extension of the student loan pause is the eighth since the payments were stopped. Since the pandemic, college enrollment has declined for three straight years, which has led some schools to cut their tuition rates in half. The next article is titled, Ames J.H. Atkins Sworn In as First Black Mayor of Danville, Kentucky. James J.H. Atkins made history on December 21st when he was sworn in as the first Black mayor of Danville, Kentucky, according to WKYT News. The city of Danville is 235 years old, and Atkins said he was humbled to be the first African American mayor of the city. "So it's really not about me. It's about the whole community. My campaign was Vote Atkins, the people's mayor. I listened to everybody in this town. It's another example of kids in our community looking up and saying, there's a role model. I'm somebody who looks like them, and if he can do it, so can they," he added. "I stress my qualifications. I just happen to be Black." Atkins graduated from Kentucky State University and became a lifelong educator who taught history, and civics. The Army veteran also served as Danville's city commissioner for 12 years, as well as vice mayor for 8 years. The mayor's wife, Artie Atkins, said that people of Danville love her husband. The new mayor says that he has lots of plans for the city of Danville and noted that homelessness and economic development are among them. Atkins added that he knows some of his decisions as mayor will be questioned due to his race, but challenged those who do so to note his qualifications and come and talk to him. I realize that being an African American male, there's going to be some people who are going to question my decision making, my judgment, just because of that. But what I prefer for them to do is look at my qualifications and come talk to me. Mayor Atkins' first city commission meeting will be held on Monday, January 9th. The next article is titled, Black and Women-Owned Architecture Construction Firm Oversees $15 Billion in Projects. This December caps off a notable year for one of the nation's leading Black and woman-owned architecture, engineering, and construction companies. Darrell McKissick, founder and CEO of McKissick & McKissick, is carrying on her family's torch as the fifth generation to work in design and construction. With a $1,000 budget, the Howard University alumna started her firm, and it became an extension of the nation's oldest minority-owned design and construction firm, tracing back to its founder, Moses McKissick. Under her leadership, McKissick and her network of diverse employees have brought landmark projects to life. The firm is currently managing over $15 billion in projects nationwide while celebrating the induction of new leadership. From the new Museum of African American History and Culture on the National Mall to the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C., McKissick & McKissick strives to empower communities across all sectors. More recently, the McKissick family has welcomed new team members on board, as Black Enterprise previously reported. Lisa Edmonds, who brings more than 2 decades of human resources experience, will lend her expertise to her new role as Vice President of Human Resources. Nyjah Barley, a seasonal IT expert, now oversees McKissick's IT department as Director of Information Technology. I am excited about Lisa and Nyjah because they will apply deep expertise and fresh perspectives to two of the most important aspects of our company's strategic growth, our supportive, people-oriented culture, and our robust information technology infrastructure, McKissick said. Additionally, Chicago-based project executive Gerard Jenkins has been promoted to Vice President of Operations for the Midwest and West. We have a robust, high-profile portfolio of work in Chicago, and Gerard is an integral part of our team. He came up through the ranks on the construction management side, so he understands the business and has incredible connections in the area, McKissick said. When she is not working, McKissick strives to increase the number of Black professionals in the architectural, engineering, and construction AEC industry by providing STEM opportunities to elementary and high school students. She sits on the board of Living Classrooms and the executive board of the ACE Mentor Program. The next article is titled, Queen Kamara Helps Maximize Teen Audiences, Content, and Brand Awareness for Girl Gamers. Forbes 30 Under 30 Lister and Girl Gamer Queen Kamara is expanding her social empire. As a social media star, there are always a few close activities that are hidden from the public to ensure privacy. In the past, her love for gaming had been protected due to her using it as a space of wellness and healing. Gaming has been a therapeutic place for her to balance her online and in real life IRL pressures. Now with the platforms like Twitch, gamers like Queen Kamara can merge their audiences and passions together. Twitch is an interactive live streaming service where creators can share the things they love with a community of millions and carve out a tight-knit corner of the internet to call their own. This is why Queen Kamara is launching her new Twitch channel. The programming will include segments of her interacting with her audience via gaming, product reviews, pranks, and so much more. Upcoming talent will include familiar friends and celebs who will join in on gaming competitions while answering questions teens want to know. This 16-year-old entrepreneur believes that with support, consistency, and a safe place for young teen gamer girls like herself to strategize, there is potential for them to soar. In addition to her new channel, she will be launching Queens Gaming, QG. QG is a community initiative where its members can support and uplift each other. The collective will aid each other on the games, provide insight, share experiences, brand partnerships, and overall, consistently encourage one another throughout their gamer girl journey. The next article is titled, Meet the 78-year-old veteran Black Explorer who has traveled across more than 50 countries in 5 decades. Veteran and Black Explorer J.R. Harris spent the last half century trekking across the world, visiting more than 50 countries, and is still hungry for more. Harris, 78, has visited every continent except Antarctica, including the Australian outback and Patagonia. The Louisiana-born explorer grew up in Queens, New York, and got his first taste of the wilderness as a child when his parents sent him to a Boy Scout camp in the Catskill Mountains. Initially, Harris wasn't a fan of the idea, telling CNN Travel that he went to the camp kicking and screaming. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.